Hey, 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 everybody.
Hey,
We're going to play us on 13th Age. It's Comic Brew Plays 13th Age.
Woo! Yay!
I am Chris, your GM, DM, runner of game, ruler of monsters, killer of players. And let's see who my hapless victims are this week.
Bringing up the rear is me, Josh Baxter Knottweiler, in the middle of this chase that we are on. I am a human paladin, once a dog, now a man.
I am Vic Tarsus and tired of having to say this second.
I am,
Well, are you going to finish?
No, that was it.
I'm Argon Shield.
You
want to
talk about it?
Human cleric.
Oh, that was it? I am Tyler, playing
and
Bramble.
Resident Badass.
Everybody's favorite half-orc barbarian who is about to kill a lot of things.
There you go.
Still no blood glass in the last episode.
Well, what the fuck am I going to do with it in the middle
bleed,
of a fight?
Bleed, bleed, motherfucker, bleed.
I expect you to bleed,
okay,
Bond.
Fine. Is it our turn or is it the enemy turn?
How about you just call him your goddamn titties there?
You're bleeding right now,
let
right?
me do my Let me do my spiel.
Well, he sounds like he is.
My titties is always
uh-oh.
Cool.
Uh-oh. Nice. All right, so last session... You guys went off looking for a soul, ran into a group of demons, a despoiler, and some imps. Had a little bit of a rough time, and you guys, the despoiler saw that you guys had the upper hand. He took off into the woods. You gave chase, and just as you caught up to him, a mysterious man and two undead dire wolves came charging out of the forest.
Where's it bears?
Dire bears. You are correct.
Right on.
And is demanding the soul for his master.
Who are you? What is going on?
Who's your master?
Oh, yeah, who? Who are you working for?
You got an outlaw out here?
Who?
Who is your master?
Oh, shit.
Oh, man, that was great.
One more time?
Who?
The man looks at you two, or I guess all four of you. He's like, my master is no concern to you unless you choose to, unless you are after the soul as well.
We are after the soul. The soul is what we were told to go after.
That's what we got the jar for.
That's what we got the jar for.
you see him kind of just like, very well. He's like, maybe we can add you to the army. And he whistles, and you see the bear start to like claw at the ground, and they go to attack.
Oh, so they go first. That sucks.
I rolled a 19.
Yeah, you're way, 17 was our highest. Yeah.
So one of them goes to attack the despoiler, and he rolls a ooh, god damn it. Oh,
he's
that's,
vulnerable too.
Huh?
He's vulnerable.
I know. Yeah. It's going to hit. It's going to do. 24 damage plus 2d6.
Oh damn!
Oh,
you
damn. Didn't crit with that extra? No,
damn.
He kills the despoiler.
Jesus.
So this is still the same
Thanks.
Battle.
Same battle.
Okay.
So this dire bear goes running forward and basically just fucking mauls this thing.
He Adams it.
Like tackles it in the throat, rips out its throat, and you see it kind of stare or. At you guys. The soul's kind of floating there, and the male moves up to go grab it.
I
put it in the jar.
Put it in the jar before
On
he
your
does.
Turn, you can try for that.
God
but
damn
we are
it.
In, we are in what is called initiative, sir. There are three parties.
Well, no, one of them just died.
That's true. There are two parties now, but there were three when you were saying this. I got to look up one thing here. So the other bear is going to attack. Who's the... Who... Bramble, really, you are the only one that did the attack, right?
Yeah, I was right there on
yeah.
the despoiler.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, you were, weren't you?
These bears can eat shit. That's
I mean,
what
I did
say.
Hit him with a mace at a full run.
Let's see here. One of them... I gotta roll their dire bear stats here.
What, did they get two attacks?
No. So what it is they're dire, so they get to get a dire feature.
Ah.
So that one does carnage.
Oh, that doesn't sound fun.
Level and damage. And the other one that's about to attack Bramble, he has carnage as well.
What does carnage do?
Add their attacks that miss deal damage equal to its level.
Oh, so they get missed damage.
When staggered, it missed attacks deal double damage equal to double its level. So the dire undead bear comes charging at you, Bramble,
And I dodge out the way.
16 versus your AC. That... Oh, you're are you staggered?
No, I'm not staggered. Well, no, I'm not. Just barely not.
Okay, so 16 barely? Versus your AC.
That matches. Wait, how do you calculate AC?
Bear.
It's not calculated.
Oh, then it's 16.
24 damage.
Shit!
With one attack. And hey, since
Vic, that drops me to staggered.
It's a natural even hit. It's going to do 2 more d6 damage.
Oh, well then I'm probably dead.
So it's going to do an additional 7 damage to you.
Oh, I'm dead, so.
You're down?
I'm down. I was at 29, so.
All right, so this bear comes charging forward, rips in the bramble. You see blood shards kind of shatter everywhere.
Do I have
sticking
focus?
Into trees.
You should have.
You should
still have focus. Okay. You said you were running and focusing.
Then I'm going to cast something when he gets... Strike of the Last Breath.
Okay.
A nearby ally drops to 0 HP from the attack of an enemy it's engaged with. So the target is going to be the triggering ally. Oh, yep. And before the target drops, it can make a basic attack against the attacking enemy as a free action, but uses my attack roll instead. So
okay. Attack
my
roll.
Attack roll is going to be 1, but I'm going to use one of my rerolls.
Okay.
17.
What are you going to call upon the reroll to... Which one are you using to get this reroll? How are you going to learn from a past experience to get this reroll?
One of my contacts with the Diabolist showed me that in times of great need, you can tap into latent psychic ability, but only when one who's close to you is in danger.
Okay.
Dang.
Yeah, so intelligence plus...
So is it your attack roll but my damage roll?
I'll get to that. Let me make sure this is hits. So it's going to be 28 versus mental defense?
That hits.
Okay.
Ooh, nice.
So before the target drops, you can make a basic attack against the attacking enemy as a free action, if possible, but uses my attack roll instead.
Yeah.
On hit, the attack deals normal damage and the target... Your ally takes less damage from the triggering attack equal to 3d6 plus my wisdom modifier.
Okay, so...
You're going to take less damage.
So do I roll the damage?
Yeah.
Oh, so sweet. Let me roll some damage.
You make an attack with my attack, which was a 17. Yeah.
So just roll your damage, yeah.
Yeah.
Do. That's a 15 damage.
Okay.
So on the hit, the attack deals normal damage, and the target takes less damage from the triggering ally equals to 3d6. Plus my wisdom modifier.
So, Chris, you said it was 24 plus 7?
Yes.
Okay. If you can roll above a 2, I'm still up.
How about 16 less damage?
Oh, that's dope. So I only take 15 damage total?
Subtract it from what you took.
Well, I mean...
Subtract it from what you took.
I only took 15 damage total.
Alrighty.
Good save.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Still here.
I'm imagining like this thing charges at me and I just wildly swing an axe into him.
But all right, it's your guys' turn.
No. You get hit.
Oh, but then I just get to hit him.
Yeah.
Like while I'm in the bear's mouth, just get him in the face.
All right, what are you guys doing?
I am going to swing at this fucking bear. Because I am still right in front of this goddamn bear.
You are.
Still up, still barbarian raging.
I'm going to focus and try to maneuver around behind these guys.
That's fine.
To a safe area.
All right.
Oh, damn. Well, one of those was a natural 20.
Oh, hot dog. The other one was way 7. Lower.
So you take the 20 in it.
At first, I was a little sad that I saw the 7 and wouldn't get the automatic crit, but one of them
you
just
rolled
a crit.
So
you get a crit.
Yeah,
right?
What? You crit, dude.
What the fuck are you smoking?
No,
he's
I read
just
this.
Mad. He wanted it to happen on both levels.
I didn't realize I rolled the 20. I just looked at the 7 in my mind.
Oh,
and went,
Tyler, roll the
oh,
fucking
I don't
damage.
Get the automatic crit.
You crit anyway. Cry more.
I will cry more about it. So that's...
I shall let you die.
Nice. That's a 23 times 2. 46 damage.
Woo!
Fuck.
Atlanta.
Jesus.
Nice.
I'm not good at a lot of things, but one of them is hitting things with an axe.
Okay.
You get 3d10 on a hit?
Yeah.
Damn.
He's almost staggered. Strength. Almost.
Hmm.
That brings us... Okay, so Bramble's gone. Vic's gone.
I'm going to try and catch the soul in the jar.
Okay.
I do it.
I do it.
That's give me a dexterity works. Check.
All right.
That, oh my god.
One die's been rolling hot garbage, so... Oh, natural 20.
Right. Oh, it bounced up onto the rim into a natural 20.
Yeah, it landed.
Wow, it landed on the rim in a natural 20. That's crazy.
That's yeah. dope. So I all do right. it. I
you
do that
got
thing.
It. You have it.
I backflip into it.
Excellent. I like it.
Full plate armor, backflip.
Okay, before
catch.
I go, as a free action, I want to talk to the guy.
Okay.
We have the soul now. Are you going to let us go? Can we take it back to where it belongs?
He just kind of starts laughing. He's like, you will not leave here alive.
Who do you work for? Who does number two work for?
So we got it. I just
guys, actually, he'll say, you'll meet him soon.
Do we keep the battle going, guys? We keep fighting him?
I mean, we smashed on one of his bears, and it's still standing, right?
I attacked the bear that's not been damaged.
Okay.
You don't kill a bear on the first try. Do it again.
No, it's not been damaged. So as a free action, I'm going to use my Paladin Challenge.
How many of those do you get?
Free actions?
No, Paladin Challenges.
Oh, it's infinite.
Okay.
It's an at-will?
Like, it's an at-will, and it's as many times as I... Like, I could fight, I'd have to disengage, but then I could use it again on gotcha. Another person. So since he died...
No, that's fine.
I can use it again. So I'm going to go ahead and swing at the bear that hasn't been attacked yet. So it's 19 with the escalation and 25 with my bonus.
That hits.
Okay.
Barely.
So since the escalation dice is 5, the bear now has a negative 5 to disengage and a negative 5 to attack people that aren't me.
Okay.
Because it's equal to the escalation dice. Where's my other D8 there? 19.
So, I have a question about the mechanics of this game. Do the monsters get the escalation die to their attack rolls,
too? Some certain do.
Okay. Some of them can even, like, switch it back to 1.
Yeah, some of them can steal it. I think, like, the Narkasha can steal it.
Ah.
Okay, cool. That's all your guys' turn, so it's the bears.
Fuck the bears.
The guy's going to try to rip the jar from your hand.
All right.
So let's go contested strength.
Okay.
Do I get the escalation dice in that roll?
No.
Okay.
I rolled a...
Oh, he's going to get it.
I got a 14.
Is this opposite day?
Strength. And strength.
Strength plus my critical miss is a 4.
Okay. So he rips the jar from your hand.
Hey, give that back!
And then he, like...
Hold on to it, you pussy.
We're just holding it like this.
He's going to roll to disengage. He does not disengage.
Oh, so opportunity attack?
No. He's just going to stay there.
Oh, word. So if he engaged me... Oh, yeah, so okay.
Yeah, so one of the bears is obviously going to attack Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Are you staggered?
Wait, which one is attacking? The one that hit me?
No.
Or that I hit?
No, yeah, the one I challenged.
Okay. He's going to miss. I rolled a 14 versus
your AC. Oh, no, sir.
The other one's going to attack Tyler, and I crit! I fucking crit!
I really hope you roll 6 damage.
No, that's double damage.
I really hope you roll 6 so I'm alive.
You're automatically taking 48 damage.
Oh, 48?
So I'm going to do strike of the last breath.
So it's a crit is double damage. They do a minimum 24 damage. Double that's 48.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, villains in this system,
Tyler,
they don't roll.
I'm going to try and save you again.
Can you somehow negate 35 damage?
I'm going to make a reroll again. And when a friend's life is on the line,
your shadow is
nothing else matters, and you can turn aside every other anxiety that you have that's holding you back. Is that good enough for you?
Yeah, no, that's good. I'm reading about Tyler's imminent death here.
Oh, God. I might save him. Oh, God, no, I can't.
You literally had to roll 35.
But I do retain focus. I rolled shitty enough that I retained focus.
Tyler.
Six? 1 through 5.
What is half of your maximum hit points?
Half of my maximum hit points, rounded up or down?
It's always down.
It's always down.
Down at 23. No, sorry, 28.
What are you at negative?
From taking how much damage?
48 damage.
No. 48 plus 6 damage.
48 plus 6.
Oh, because it's an even hit, and that does 2d6 damage.
54 damage.
54 damage. I'm at negative 40.
Oh, you're dead.
You're already dead.
This bear just mauls the fuck out of Bramble. Rips his throat out.
No.
You see, like, he pulls his face up, and it looks like a porcupine. He just bit into a porcupine. There's bloody glass shards sticking in his face.
Oh, my God.
Well, you
got an empty character sheet.
Got an empty character sheet. I'm gonna start getting a new guy.
And Bramble has. You see him kind of just shuddering, and then he stops moving.
He's been eviscerated.
I'd like to think I go into like a barbarian rage in loyalty with my dead comrade. I know I can't.
Both bears have attacked.
I blame myself.
It's your guys' turn.
Couldn't save him.
Bramble.
Hey, before you guys do anything,
hold on, wait. Bramble, make a death save. Just kidding.
Really quick question. How much did you reduce the damage by?
I didn't at all.
I missed.
Oh, shit.
But I retained focus, which is what I'm getting to. Quick action. I'm going to karmic rebuke the bear that killed Bramble.
So who's got the base 13th age book?
I do, right here. Really? I miss again.
You're probably going to need that.
We'll need that one.
Missed again.
Rolling chaos mages are crazy fun.
They're not in that book. They're in 13 really, ways.
But you can roll it. I'm going to try and pull the jar back.
I mean, it might just be a wizard.
Go for it.
Strength check?
Yep.
So, hey, since Tyler's dead,
oh my god,
him, right?
Fuck this dice. I'm not using it anymore. I rolled a 1.
Okay, he holds on to it. I rolled an 11.
Yeah, I'm not using that dice anymore.
What was that, Josh?
Mute Tyler's mic.
Oh, no, Tyler could still add.
I'll still be here. I'm color commentary while I look through the book.
At midnight, where they just leave him up on stage.
All right, so.
Let's see. It's my turn.
It is.
I'm fighting that bear.
I have focus.
So I'm going to go ahead and swing a dead bear. Okay. 12 plus 6 is 18 versus AC.
That will miss.
All right.
Is that even with the 5?
Yeah.
Actually, I think we should be at a 6.
Okay, so that's 19 versus.
That will hit.
Okay, cool.
I hope you guys paid attention there.
I did.
Good.
Yeah, 18 damage.
I'm going to add additional damage to that.
Okay.
Not with that roll, you're not.
Be frustrated that I'm weak as fuck.
Okay, I'm going to use a
I'm going to use my shadow.
My last fucking reroll. And, you know, I just saw...
Who's your icon?
Great Gold Worm.
Oh, against me? Against the Great Gold Worm?
No, it's ambiguous.
Oh, okay, cool, yeah. Your buddy, me? Or that buddy?
My buddy just died.
Oh, I am hella
dead. I need the
dead.
Emotional
and
support.
You know, I think it's funny that
the
I did
that
ask.
Is boiling from within me gives me the power to make another attack.
All right. Well, what were you saying, Tyler?
I just think it's funny that I did ask what would happen when
and
Josh
I
taking
one on that
66
one. I am
damage.
So fucking done with that die.
What would happen if he went more than half under his health?
There you go.
And then fucking I got wrecked.
Yeah.
I was real excited to fight those bears. Probably not the best decision.
Did you roll it?
Probably not.
It takes 3 extra damage.
Okay.
And I retained focus because I rolled like shit.
Again?
Yeah.
Twice.
Okay.
Both. I rolled a 1
six
the second
times?
Time.
So
you rolled 6 dice.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Not on that one spell, but in conception.
Don't feel bad. I have 1d20 that I'm just not using. For
I rolled
time.
6 times and it was under 5 every time.
So everybody's gone on your team, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I still have focus, though.
I have a quick and a move action, but I'm engaged.
So I'm going to ask you guys, seeing as one of these bears basically one-shot your friend, do you guys still want to fight, or
I would
do you
rather
want to
not.
Take a campaign loss and run away, losing the?
You know what?
The
I'm not letting Bramble go down.
No, yeah, fuck I'm that. Not either.
Okay,
I
just
I
wanted to make
so
sure.
Yeah, no, I'm in this.
Okay,
Bramble, we're in it for you, bro.
No, guys, fuck it, run away. I'm gonna make a necromancer and bring him back.
Can he fight in spirit with us?
No, he's dead.
Okay.
He's like,
he
he's not.
No, I thought that's what fighting in spirit was
like,
for.
I
no, that's when you're like unconscious.
Oh,
this is
yeah,
straight
yeah.
up
Look,
murked.
Okay.
That
okay.
bear swiped okay. me so hard, my whole my soul shot to heaven, I'm gone.
This
Did
is
we
not
see
the,
his soul?
Hang on, a little bit of commentary
yes,
plays lore.
Yes, I guess so.
A little bit of commentary plays lore. This is not the first time we've lost a character.
No,
yeah.
no this no. is, isn't it?
No, Adam's died in our seventh yeah. in our seventh or sixth gun.
Oh, that's
run,
right.
And he became dildo wrestler.
Dildo
wrestler? Yeah, so you guys see this green orb lift
wrestler.
Out of Bramble's body and go into the jar.
I've nice. Got him!
shit.
Wait, no. He's got him! Get the jar!
We need that fucking jar!
And I rolled...
For the bear?
I didn't... No, I rolled a disengage from Adam and
okay.
he's still
engaged.
He's running. He's gonna disengage and take the opportunity attack. He's gonna start running. So.
Alright, so opportunity attack is just a standard
just
attack
standard
for me,
attack.
Right?
And you don't have your mace because
you
were
you
holding
don't
have
the
your
jar
mace,
up. Yeah.
No. You did this, and you held your jar up.
Oh, shit.
I just fucked with
you.
And you
threw your mace.
No, he picked it up.
No, I picked it up.
I'm fucking with you. You can swing your mace.
Yeah, I said, no, he has the jar, so obviously I've pulled my fucking mace out. Give it to him.
Shit.
All right, so
smash the jar.
24. Do I add a level to that as well?
No, you add your strength modifier. Okay, and strength modifier and level, yes.
And level, then 27.
That hits.
Better yet, here. I'm going to add additional damage to that.
Even if you fizzled on mine?
I retain focus.
Okay,
if I
And then melee is...
your weapon damage,
Times
your level.
Times my level. Okay, that's what
I thought. Your third level, so it's either 3d8, I'm assuming?
3d6, because I haven't buffed it with my Hammer of Righteous.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, dude, you should have given me that. I'm the only one that's been hitting.
8. No, Hammer of Righteous is just for me.
20 versus mental defense.
That hits.
Awesome. I hit for 8 physical damage.
Okay.
And I'm going to add to that 4d6 plus wisdom.
Damn.
Thanks, bro.
10, 19.
Plus wisdom.
23 additional damage.
Kills him.
No shit.
I pick up the jar.
That's what we wanted to happen.
Give me a dexterity check to catch it as it falls.
Oh.
Shit. Ooh.
Come on, Wonderkin.
18. Plus my level will be 21.
You catch it. So you,
that's just your level.
You do it's like that slow-mo jump, and you reach out, and it falls gently into your hands.
One run.
Hand. One hand.
As a free action, I tell him to run.
Use one hand.
hey, as a free action, I tell you to run.
Yeah, I'm going to bounce from this battle.
Okay, you guys are not engaged. Go. I'll hold them off.
Yeah, I'm bolting.
At this point, the bears, seeing as their masters are down, they're each going to take a swipe and then run away.
Okay.
So, one of me and the other bear's dead, isn't it?
No, they're both well alive.
Okay.
They're dire bears.
One of them's at me.
They're big ass undead dire bears.
Who's the other one?
Yeah, one of them. Let's see here. Josh, you're going to get missed.
Okay.
Probably you are going to be real.
If he's moving in to engage me, natural odd rolls is an automatic miss because of my invocation of war.
Good to know.
Or invocation of trickery, excuse me.
Well, I rolled a 12 on the dice. Are you staggered?
No, I am not.
So 20 versus your AC.
Barely, but yes.
That's going to be 24 damage.
Woo! Hatch match!
Plus 4 damage, so 28 damage.
28? Oh, even worse.
And then you see these bears kind of just, like, look back, like, we'll say they attack, and then they, like, they sense their master's dead, and they kind of look around at each other, and you see them go running off into the woods.
I get opportunity attack on one of the bears.
Are you going to take it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you kidding? They just killed one of my buddies!
Well, every chance I get to fucking whack them.
22 plus 6, 28.
That worked. That hits.
All right.
They're undead, so I'm not going to say they know. They understand popping
pain.
Free.
Oh, yeah. 19.
Okay. He is still well alive.
Damn it. These
guys have 130 hit points each.
Just holy shit.
Just going to let y'all behind that curtain.
I think I did 38 damage.
So
I mean, I got a pretty good, like, 46 hit.
They have 130 hit points
each. Oh, we wouldn't have killed them. We would have gotten murdered.
So, the point would have been to kill their master and make them leave.
So they
or not fight that fight. Or
you
just
see
let them,
them
have the soul.
Taking off into the woods.
Let's. I mean, I feel the need to have some kind of ceremony.
And then we are the battle kind of. Yeah, you guys start to, like, kind of breathe heavy, and it starts to set in that
Bramble's gone, guys.
Bramble was lying next to a puddle.
You just see, like,
of well,
a
like the
eviscerated body.
The despoilers, like, acid body is there, and then lying next to it is just this throat ripped out because it's a bite attack.
Shards of glass everywhere.
Shards of glass everywhere. And Bramble's lifeless body is just laying there. Maybe we'll say it twitches. I'm not gonna let you. I'm not gonna say you defecated yourself. I'm gonna give you that respect.
Oh, it's totally fine if I shit myself.
I reached out and closed his eyes.
Imagine the bear probably really fucked
me up. I'm gonna say he doesn't have eyes.
Okay. I would like to search the bodies. No, I mean, I know what he had on him, but I would like to search the other bodies.
There aren't any.
Well, the one guy had the body. Yeah.
Yeah.
Find
there should be two. The one the bear mauled of the guy that we were chasing.
The despoiler. It's a demon. It's dead. It's like fizzled away.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Then yeah, then I guess just the bear master. I'd like to search.
Yeah, you don't. You find, like, he has a dagger. He's probably got like 15 gold on him. But what you do find is on his chest, you see that he has, like, this crude tattoo done that looks like an upside-down cross, and at the bottom of the cross is a skull.
Metal.
It's the Diabolist.
Yeah, it is.
As a priest, I wanna roll my priest skill and see if I can bury Bramble as is accustomed of his people.
Well, you guys going to bury him here, or are you going
to
take him
back? No, we take him to the graveyard. I'll carry him.
I would like to gather some of Bramble's shattered blood into a vial.
Okay.
I would like to take up one of his axes, Flurry. I'd like to take Flurry.
Okay.
Do you want the stats for that?
I'll get them for you.
We can get it afterwards.
Okay. A vial of his blood shatter is what I want.
That's fine. You take. You guys do that. I mean, you can bury him here if you want. I mean,
so actually, I need to
give
know,
me the roll. Give me
yeah,
the roll.
I need to. As a priest, I need to know what his role is. What his thing is, right? So I got a. What's the skill you want to attach to that?
Probably
wisdom.
Wisdom.
Okay, so a 20 plus 3.
Wisdom or intelligence, whichever one's higher.
23.
For you. 23, yeah, you know that obviously being from the High Druid, being buried in the woods is what
is
he would
way
want.
Better. So we're going to take a second to bury him in the woods like he wants to be.
I mean, you guys didn't ask me before I died.
No, but I'm a priest. I know. Yeah. I know it's how much... things are. I know how things want
hey,
to be.
Where, how does
Brandon
want to be
life?
Buried?
Yeah. How? Where? Yeah.
He
honestly
in the city.
He did not care.
In the exactly. city. Yeah.
He did
right
not
in the
care.
Middle of Axis.
Once he's gone, he's gone.
Listen. Yeah. Let's go back and
leave
see
me there.
This,
bury me there. Bury take me to the cemetery. Doesn't matter.
I say. We.
I say.
We take it back. Listen. I've got his soul in a jar, and we have his body. Let's take him
his
back.
His body's pretty used up.
Let's take him back to the high priestess, who the lady we were talking to.
No.
Maybe she could put him in a human body, like
that's
us.
That's what I'm saying. That's right. Like maybe
make him human.
Make him human, like
maybe,
us.
Maybe
we don't need his
him.
Orc body.
Yeah. Bring the body anyways.
Half orc.
I'll carry both. I don't give
we'll
a fuck.
Take the human half so we can use his human
I
half.
I
want to
roll this
an,
against him.
No, just so you know, the human half is
I'm
like a diagonal cut. It's legs down.
I want to roll charisma against him.
Let's hear him out.
So I say we take him back, talk to him. We've got the soul. We've got the body. I'll carry both. Fuck it. I got the strength to do it. And if nothing, absolutely nothing can be done, Viking funeral.
He would not want
he
that.
He wouldn't want that.
Funeral pyre.
That's not what
the
he wants.
The audience sees my spirit over there, but he going, yeah! Viking funeral.
I really think he would. I think he's on board for this.
No, he would definitely want to be buried in the woods.
Yeah,
it's where he grew up. It's
you know,
where he was raised.
I disagree. I knew him
well.
Well,
yeah, you're out.
He was
my
friend.
You're outvoted.
I live with
I
him.
Know. I don't give a fuck.
You're outvoted.
How about that thing I just said?
You're
I don't
outvoted.
Give a fuck.
Go ahead and pick him up. I'll slap him the ball so fast. Try and pick him up while
you're
getting slapped in the balls.
Star. How about that?
Obviously, you guys are overcome with grief.
Yeah.
you've lost a dear friend, Bramble.
He was a warrior's
So basically,
funeral.
How about slap this? How about you guys agree to bring Bramble's body back with you to see if anything can be done, and if not, you'll bury him in the woods outside the cemetery.
And light the woods on fire in his honor.
You can. We'll say that you can light something next to the hole that you dig for him.
But I will be ready to put out the fire because that is not what Bramble would have.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, Smokey.
So, all right, is that cool?
Yeah,
is that,
yes.
Is that,
I'm okay. down with this plan.
So you guys.
Seems like Bramble turned into Tyler real fast.
yeah.
You didn't expect that with Tyler playing him.
You guys make
I
your
he
way
would
back.
Continue to be Bramble to, for the whole game.
I'm dead.
So. You guys make your way back to the cemetery, and you approach.
I'd actually like to think that I'm in front, and I've taken the jar from Argon, and
no,
I'm like,
"No, you the fuck you have.
You've been carrying his body. Shut the fuck up."
And with a jar
will
in my pocket,
up? Will you shut up?
If you look closely, so no, I will not.
If you look closely, you can see two vaguely fish-shaped spectral forms coming out of one of the souls and just punching the other one a little bit.
Why would you beat him up?
Doing that and trying to punch the lid, trying to get out.
Before we get to the cemetery, Argon, may I please have the jar?
What? No, why?
Because I think you're too preoccupied by carrying the body. I would like to take this to the...
I think you might drop it. It's a good idea.
I would like to take this to... Just please let me take it to Gwendolyn.
I'm legitimately asking why.
Because I'm going to set it in front of her and go, look what we sacrificed for your fucking goal.
Yeah, plan
make
on doing
this
the
right.
same thing.
I want to convince him.
It might
charisma.
Be a little more powerful where they both come from one person. Huck a body down and put the jar there.
I'd like
I
to
don't
roll
know
against
how you
him.
Picked up half a body.
Oh, I'm trying to think what roll it
charisma. I want to convince him to let me have
okay,
the jar.
Okay, give me a charisma roll.
Shit, 13.
Adam, give me an probably
wisdom.
Fucking thick
wisdom or intelligence.
Roll,
I'm going. Wisdom for show.
Okay, so you gotta be the 13.
13.
Oh, shit. Roll Who off. Has the highest modifier?
I have a 3.
I have a 3.
Yeah. Roll off.
Yeah, charisma.
Just
I have
straight
a three.
Up D20 again.
D20.
No, no modifiers.
Modifiers.
Here we go. That's fucking. No, that's not cocked.
No, what'd you roll? Flat.
What'd you roll?
No, I asked you first.
Nope.
At the same time, 1, 2, 3.
12. Give me that fucking jar.
So
I want to walk straight up to Gwendolyn and plop the jar down. We went out for one. We came back with two. Fix this.
I was going to do the same goddamn thing.
But I'm like, you can see that, like, I might, like, if I have hackles, they're risen.
I carried his body back.
Mine, a dear friend of Baxter's is really pissed. Is dead, and he is really pissed.
Baxter's just trying to make this about himself.
Gwendolyn kind of looks at you guys, and she stares down at the lifeless corpse of Bramble. You know, and she's pretty shocked at what she sees. It's brutal. It's gruesome.
How'd you get it back in one piece?
And she sees that you have like the
tape.
She sees like there's an extra soul in the jar. And she, you know, kind of looks at you. She's like, "Is the other one? I'm assuming is Bramble."
Yes.
Yep.
She's
this
like,
"This is your fault."
Well, I mean, you know, it's kind of Bramble's, but fix this, please.
She's like, "I can't put him back in a body like that." I mean,
I'll go get a fresh one. I'll be right back.
Well, she's like, "I mean, we could probably do a ceremony, and if his body or his soul decides to return to something, we can." Let it go and see what it chooses.
Listen, on the down low, I got bodies to spare. I will hook it up.
Again, going into a body, it's good, like it needs to go in
a live body.
A live one. He needs to basically overtake it.
So kidnapping. BRB.
So she's like, that's the best I could do at this point for you.
Sure, fuck it. Let's go. Let's roll them dice.
Well, hold on. This all comes down to Bramble.
Mm-hmm.
Does Bramble
want to
come back to life?
Well, then here's the question. He says it's got to go into
a living body. You're going to take someone's place.
Yeah, I'm going to take somebody's place.
Yeah.
Is that going to be a change of class, or am I just going to
be a change of race.
Change of race, class.
You'd still be a class barbarian. Yeah.
Okay. If I want to still be a barbarian.
I mean, we'd have to figure it out, like, how it would work.
We'll figure it out outside of this.
You would understand what it was. You know, you'd be like, okay, yeah, you remember being a barbarian, but you might take like a negative or a couple, like maybe a negative for the first session. Because you're not used to the body.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm going to say it's going to be like a -1. I'm not going to say it's like you're
negative
basically
six, everything.
-4.
Half everything you do.
Yeah.
but honestly, would Bramble...
No, I don't.
As Bramble being as like carefree and don't give a fuck as he's been, do you think he'd want to come back?
He went out as well as he lived.
Like, then I would like to get the body back from.
Like he would have changed nothing about that scenario,
and I
would
not be responsible for taking it back in the woods.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Fuck it. Go ahead. I was, you know, you apparently got this under control.
You guys go to the
crack a cold one.
Okay, dude. It's Baxter's a loyalty thing. Like one of the party that I've come to love is now gone. So I'd like to handle it.
Do you all go? Do you all go pay, do this
No,
funeral thing?
No, I'd do better off not at funerals.
Okay, that's fine.
So yeah. I go back, not all the way back to where we were, but I go back into the woods where you can't see, like, the lights of Concord anymore.
Okay.
And I bury Bramble. How does Bramble want to be buried?
I mean, are you talking to his
face
spirit?
Down, ass up?
I'm talking as like Baxter knows how he wants to be buried, but you need to describe.
Oh,
Well,
that's what I'm asking. Are you somehow communicating with the spirit, or are you just asking
me?
No,
I'm just asking you.
No, just fucking leave me in the woods.
No buried at all?
Just throw some leaves on me or something. Maybe like a dignified, like... You know, cross my hands over my chest.
No, you know, build a little one of
the
stack some
the
rocks.
The stone pyre.
Yeah,
stone,
like
stone
that would be
cairn.
That would be the most extensive he would want.
Okay,
it's like a stone cairn.
So you get all these like mental images of this as you're like trying to get like preparing it. Like maybe you wash the body. You know,
nah, dirty as fuck.
Yeah, right. No, fuck it. As he lived.
Shards of shit everywhere.
Shards of glass. Yeah.
Because I get the strong feeling that Bramble wanted a Viking funeral. I feel like his spirit really spoke to me.
You said you weren't coming with.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm packed a cold one.
I'm gonna go get 2 6ers.
Which do not exist in this world.
I'm gonna go
six
get,
pack jugs.
I'm gonna go get a couple of nice large things of mead. Going to pour a little bit out of one. And then douse it in oil and light it on fire while I just sit there and drink the other.
Okay.
In the cemetery?
In the most beautiful view I can find without walking too much.
Okay. So
then after that, I finish burying him, I come back to the cemetery.
All right, so Gwendolyn, you guys have the spare one, and she's basically like, look, we need to get the rest of these ones under control. And, you know, you guys devise a plan. We'll say that. You know,
can I keep Brambles just as a companion, little, you know?
Like
a holy symbol,
He punches the side of the jar.
Hell yeah, holy symbol.
You now have a little... We'll say it's a little medallion that you hang around your neck. You got a little jug of bramble there.
Now, this is holy symbol? As a holy symbol, that gives me some bonuses, doesn't it?
Sure, it's magical. You remember who you worship, though.
I do. That's okay. True. Fair enough. Valid point.
I'm cool with it, but just know that you're tying Bramble's soul to that.
And they would probably be jazzed about the fact that I'm doing
such. Then you're doing that, so you now have a holy symbol.
Sick. Thanks, Boo.
We'll say that
let it be canon. Bramble is not totally jazzed about it, but there's no way to communicate this.
It don't matter if Bramble's dead.
Let it be canon.
Yeah. You guys devise a plan. You get the rest of the souls.
The zombies and stuff.
Everyone, we'll say you guys spend maybe a day or two there helping, you know, catch everything,
bodies. That, like, I round them up like a sheepdog.
Okay.
Herd them.
I heard
them into you two, and you guys are just like
sitting there with the soul,
swinging, just going nuts. And then Vic is holding just jars, like ready, like
catching jars,
super focused.
I just keep cracking cold ones.
Yeah. And at the end of it, you guys are Gwendolyn and Dorian have been kind of to themselves for a little bit, yeah. And they both kind of walk out after it's all done. And they look at you guys and
they're
going to
teach us a song.
they're like, we understand what you've sacrificed.
That means right here.
I was like, you know, this we know that this
lost a friend. I don't like losing friends. Losing friends is bad.
Well, there potentially more friends are going to be lost.
I don't like that, but we'll go for it.
He's like, look, Dorian looks at you guys. He's like, look, we Gwendolyn and I want to help you guys.
Thank you.
This form we're in right now might not be the best for us. So basically, one of you, we're going to attach ourselves to one of you and help you out. So
I'm bored for some weird shit.
What's going to happen is one of you has to pick who's going to get the mind power, and one of you has to pick who's going to get the soul power, and whether you're going to attach it to your weapon or armor.
I like the soul one.
I think
I deserve the soul one.
The soul one, as I am a cleric and deal with souls, I have one around my neck.
I also deal with souls and the salvation of other things. So
remember, there are still other gems out there. We still have.
What else do we have?
Power, space,
reality.
Reality.
And then if you can get back time.
Yeah, and then time.
Yeah, I mean, as a cleric, to be honest, I'd be about the soul one.
So would I, though.
Okay, well, give me another roll-off.
All right, just straight D20s?
Just straight D20s.
For what? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Gay D20s.
I get a plus +6 in that, by the way, in those gay
D20s. Plus 69.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's way better than the first one I rolled.
What'd you roll?
1, 2, 3, 17.
There's no pluses.
I know. Straight up 17. I was saying 1, 2, 3, like,
oh,
we'll call on 3. Well,
I didn't understand that either.
But yeah, I rolled a 17.
You beat me.
I'm glad that nobody got that.
Okay. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. What did you roll? 17?
Throwing out numbers. Yeah, no, I rolled a 17.
Four different numbers.
18, 96, 25, 17.
Hold on, nice.
69.
I rolled a 6. Okay, so.
He got it.
You step forward and you look at Gwendolyn. And you're like, you know, she's asked whether you want her to bond to your weapon or your armor.
My weapon, because nothing feels better than killing people for the sake of others' souls.
Okay, so she touches your weapon, and you see her disappear. And at the head of your mace, like a green green gem appears in the head of it, or your morning star. So your weapon now has the ability that when you hit somebody once per day, you can take... the weapon, like the damage you do, you gain that back in health.
Oh, hot dog.
You got a vampire weapon.
Yeah. Once per day, vamp hits.
And then there's the mind one.
That's you. That's got to be
you.
Yeah,
that's 100%,
that's 100% Garrett. You.
I guess I'll take it.
Do you want weapon or defense?
Put it in my...
Your weapon is your mind, so like... Would it just
I guess this one, it doesn't really... Yeah, yeah. Weapon or defense?
We'll put it in my headband.
Okay, so The dwarf touches your headband, and you there's no gem in there right now, is there? No. So a blue gem appears. And once per battle, you can read, you can gain the stats on one enemy. So, hit points, hit points, all their saves are like all their defenses, and
AC, MD, and PD. Mm-hmm.
So once per battle.
Can I ask a stipulation here? Sure. Not for the items, but actually for Bramble, or for Tyler.
Yeah.
Can we ask the listeners to choose your class? And if we don't hear back, then go for it.
Yeah, sure.
So that's okay. So if you're listening out there, and you want
to put a time limit on it, because Tyler will need like say a week to roll a character.
Oh, I need
a
day.
We're fine.
Oh, okay, then yeah, fuck it. Never
we're
mind.
Fine.
Yeah, go ahead.
Have a little bit more faith.
As long as I know before the next time we
record. I am a holy man. I should.
So do you hear that, listeners? Before the next Comics Replays, before episode 11, let us know what class you want Tyler to play, and he will do that.
Maybe any character traits you would like to see.
Sure,
as well.
That too.
I might ignore those entirely.
Yeah,
but
let's
I would
see.
Go with
Tyler's
the
ultimate judge of what's going to happen. But we can have some
but
audience
if somebody wants me to play a certain class, I'll do it.
Yeah.
They all look pretty fun. Necromancer looks pretty rad.
You also have access
to
dark packs
to
and ancient
dice,
secrets, too.
Chaos Mage.
Yeah, I don't want...
Unless Chris says poo-poo on that.
Depends on which one you pick. I'd have to read
on which one
it.
What?
On dark packs and ancient secrets. There's some new fan-made classes.
Yeah, I'd have to read them and make sure.
You'll have to run them by Chris. Yeah.
I mean, Monk looks pretty cool, too.
Monk is dope.
So, so...
Monkey Puss.
They
monkey puss.
They bond to you guys, you guys are pretty much standing in a cemetery now.
About the map.
You have the map.
About the map.
You know that you now see. You see the two colors. So you see green and blue where you guys are at. You still see the red dot and axis. The yellow dot is over in the wasteland kind of area. And you don't see purple or orange.
Can we pull up a map?
No, Axis is in the bottom, like, you know the C that's in the middle?
Yep, yep, yep.
Axis is the very corner, of the like if you're taking a straight shot.
Basically,
down the
I'm just wondering which one is going to be the closest. Yeah.
Well, I'd say we travel by C. It's that first one there.
Mm-hmm.
Axis is at the mouth of that, not the mouth, but at the head of that.
It's not
center.
The first one. Go back, search by a size.
Yeah.
That's right. I did this last time.
Different, you're in a separate tab.
I see that now.
Tools.
Size.
Got a room full.
Dude, the handiest fucking thing ever. Searching by size for images.
So
love
Axis
it.
Is...
8 inches or larger.
Axis is right there.
So you guys are currently right here.
Yeah.
You know that the orc, the yellow one, which was the orc, is over in here by kind of a little bit north of the forge.
Okay.
And then the red one is over here in Axis.
Oh. I think we stay with... I vote for Axis. Let's go back to civilization for a little bit. Well, we're in civilization,
I mean,
but let's...
You guys can get back on the boat and
let's
sail.
Go walk through the fangs and
get
over to the forge.
Odd numbers are north by the forge.
I got this. 1-3 is the forge, and 4-6 is...
Sounds good. Roll that die.
We're going to forge.
Forge it is.
Okay, so you guys are going to the wastelands.
Hey, on the way, can we cut by the swamp and see Wonders from the Bog?
I hear it's a really good show.
It's a really good sideshow. We should check that out.
I don't trust you.
A little cross promotion of a game that's not recorded, but sure.
So the listeners know, Garrett and I's character in the fun little Friday night game we run are from the Swamp
the
Lands,
fangs,
right
yeah.
next to the Fangs.
Yeah, yeah.
We're
both sideshows. Called Roachdale.
Yeah.
Well,
in a neat little town they called Roachdale.
maybe we'll stop in Roachdale, and that's where they'll find Tyler's new character.
Oh, shit.
Hell yeah.
Maybe he's a muck brother.
You should totally be a muck and from the sideshow.
Are we keeping it short this
week?
I mean,
you want to keep going?
With Tyler's death.
Isn't this Thanksgiving week?
It's kind of tough with Tyler being dead.
Oh, yeah, this will
be
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, with Tyler
let's
being
keep
dead.
It short.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to give time for us to get another character and get all that kind of figured out. So
sounds fair to me.
So, listeners, you got a death this week, but because of it, shorter episode.
Well, you also... Like,
I mean, we could fill stuff in. I mean, what do we have left?
We have about 20 minutes left.
So,
but we need to...
Unfill
I died
ladder.
Quick.
You did.
Yeah, we need to reiterate that, listeners, you have a say in what Tyler plays.
So influence.
When this episode comes out, we'll be making sure to tweet it out to people and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we'll try and tweet it out to maybe some of the co-creators and see what happens. But we need listener feedback for this one. Eugene Tierney, if you're listening, I know you listen to Comics Brews regular shows. Maybe if you have an idea for Tyler, let's get one of those.
Calling you out, Eugene. I don't even know you.
I mean, he calls us out every now and then.
Every week. Every week.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
For what?
For regular comms group.
If we mess up a fact,
okay.
he's he got us. Has,
like,
or if we, like, forget
one,
something.
With the last one, it was, like, Abba Zabba and Adam with the sneezes and shit.
Yeah, so I want to know, what do you guys think so far of 13th Age?
I like
it. Oh, my God.
Obviously, I know Josh Josh and I talked a little bit with the creators, so we got to hear from them. But are you guys liking this system so far?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think it's pretty, Garrett's favorite new system.
I really enjoy the system. I would actually prefer it to D&D in a lot of cases.
A lot of cases. Like, your characters feel badass. The DM has a little bit more fun.
I love that it gives the characters some semblance of control over the world that they're playing in.
You know?
For sure.
I think that that's great, you know? They can help shape the world, and then it's just not all on one person to be like, all right, I've been world building for 1,000 hours this week. I hope you guys want to do what I want you guys to do, you know?
I definitely, for me, having read 13th Age and kind of picked up on it, and I mentioned this on the episode, so if you haven't listened to the interview, but I feel that
take those off.
Having learned 13th Age, it's made me a better DM for other systems, too.
We just lost the glasses on Tyler because Graham was dead.
I retired.
Oh, too bad.
So, yeah, it's one character. Of those things. Like, I think it's a good system that if you're a GM or you want to become a GM, read it, even if you're not going to play it, because there's a lot of cool stuff that you can steal and that works in a lot of other games.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But this is
the first system I ever tried to do seriously as a GM.
Yeah, no, I mean,
and by the way, I know none of the listeners will ever get to hear or see anything from that game. You are killing it, sir.
Yeah, nice. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, thanks. You're doing a very good job. I've been enjoying it.
There we go.
I had to take pity on one of our other players. Like, earlier, I think it was either this episode or last episode, Adam was like, I'm rolling like John! And it's true.
His last episode,
we got a friend that just, like, rolls ones and two. It doesn't even roll a two. He's dual wielding, so if he rolls a two, he gets a re-roll.
Yeah.
But he doesn't even roll twos. He rolls like ones, threes,
last
five.
Session, he missed every attack and blew all of his spell slots.
No, that was two sessions ago.
Okay, yeah, not last session, the session before, right.
Yeah, he blew everyone. So what I had to do is
he blew everyone.
He just ended up blowing everyone.
I took pity on him and I was like, if you roll that across the floor, you can get a reroll.
Like, he had to throw it from the dining room, which is carpeted, into the kitchen, which is hardwood, and let it just roll across the kitchen floor. And that was like, Josh's like, that's your reroll, and this is the only way he was able to hit.
Yeah. It was like his last daily spell. He had missed every other daily spell he had.
It was the end of the night.
It was
he
the
was
end
getting
of the night.
Frustrated.
It was like 1 in the morning. Yeah. John was like, I don't even want to play anymore.
Dude, I don't blame him. We were like,
we're
all of us
were
pretty tired.
I think he
had
landed
like,
a hit, man.
No, I do like the system. I think it's one of those ones where...
I like the miss damage. I like that when you don't do anything, you still do something.
Yeah, I like that.
I do dig that as well.
It helps make combat faster. Where it's like you're always doing damage.
Same thing with the escalation die. Like, it just keeps shit
ramped
up.
There's a lot
up.
Less stagnation in the combat.
Right?
Yes.
Like, we're in this weird stuck spot until we figure something out.
Well,
like, no, not this
I missed
system.
Again. Oh, the monster missed.
I
missed.
Yeah, exactly.
The DM doesn't have to roll damage.
Yeah it's just straight like...
It's just like, hey, take 7.
Yep.
Like, it's
more like tonight, hey, Tyler, take
which
48.
Fifth edition, fifth edition does that, but.
Yeah.
No, it was 52.
It was 52 because it was 48 plus a D6.
Yeah. 2D6.
I mean,
2D6, that's what it was.
Little peek behind the kimono, 52 was 3 less than the maximum health.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, that
shit.
Was, that's the one thing about this game is it doesn't seem like they do, like... You guys have a fair
until
amount
you
of
get
health,
crit.
But crits in this are deadly, and they should be.
Absolutely.
Like, that was always the thing with, like, 4th edition.
Crit
wasn't that... Like, I think 4th edition crits was max damage. Like, that's nothing.
So usually we say this kind of discussion for the end of the run. Like, we've done this. Adam, Tyler, and I have done this with you 3 times now. This sort of discussion. I'd like to, at the end of this, instead of doing a discussion on the mechanics of the game, let's look at Chris's story choices instead.
Story choices are good.
Not now.
Okay.
But when we finish the game.
Fair enough.
Because right now we're, halfway through the game, maybe?
I'd say, like, 40 to 50%.
Yeah.
Like, I originally was going to try to do this, super quick. I was going to try to keep it to 12 episodes.
Not with a bunch of different stones.
It's
not just that. We throw fucking monkey wrenches at Chris.
Well, not even that. Like, my goal was to try to do 2 episodes per stone.
Okay.
But then the more I started kind of, after like the first episode or two, it's like, well, nah, like, we're going to do, like, a lot of passing by stuff, and it's not going to be as fun for you guys to be like, well, now you guys are here. Oh, now you guys are here. Like,
right.
Yeah, I wanted to give the story more time to breathe and give an opportunity
it's
ways.
Not a slideshow of a story.
Exactly. Yeah. To me, it felt, ultimately, honestly, if I'm going to do two episodes per stone, I'm going to railroad the fuck out of you guys. And I don't like doing that as a GM. Right. I want to see where you guys can go.
The last episode, we weren't even chasing a stone. We were catching fucking fireflies in a jar, and it got out of hand.
Yeah, well, I mean, it kind of did.
Says the dead guy.
I tried to, every session, I tried to at least have, like, this one I had three different scenarios in which it went.
Okay.
And then depending on what choices
was one of them, Bramble dies?
Well, no, so there was...
Actually,
two
yes.
of those were actually supposed to kill someone.
So there was, you ran into the bears and the guy by themselves. You ran into the demons by themselves. And there was a third group that was a bunch of Crusader soldiers that were hunting the demon that you could have run into.
Ah.
And then depending on how things went, like, obviously, with the spoiler one, seeing that, you know, he was... You guys weren't doing the best. I wanted to have him run. And then from there, it just kind of made sense that, well, since we're not going to touch upon the bears again, there's a necromancer outside those woods.
Oh.
And the necromancer was onto the soul.
My next character.
The necromancer was going to try to get the soul. Had you gone that route, that would have opened up a whole other side quest of having to go back to Gwendolyn, telling her that you guys would have had to go into a necromancer's lair, battle to get the thing back.
Can Tyler just become that necromancer?
No, he can't.
Okay. Fuck.
but he could be his brother.
By the way, I was like,
but that's why I mean,
that's
like,
your one unique thing. I'm that necromancer.
This is like that's kind of how I had to plan things out. Like, okay, well, if this happens, they're gonna run here. Well, what happens if this happens? And like, if you guys would have TPK'd or ran away from those bears, absolutely, that would have opened up the side quest of having to go fight through this necromancer's forces or get Gwendolyn to help you guys. Maybe it would have been like this zombie on zombie battle and you guys would have just snuck through as her zombies were fighting their zombies. Mm. There was also, you know, I also had the idea of, so I don't know if you caught this and I honestly don't know if you did because it wasn't really, I guess, well there. The souls were trying to get back to Concord. That's why they
I assume
the souls in their
to...
bodies were trying to go back to where they were from.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so my idea was originally I was going to have the soul go into a giant. And the giant was going to get to the town before you found it. And so it was going to be this series of like skill checks of trying to take the zombie down in the middle of Concord where there's guards
and
people running around.
Like, yeah.
And
Battle of the Colossus type situation.
Pretty much
this
giant zombie like or skeleton giant is like inhabited by the soul of like a middle-aged like 56-year-old man who's trying to find his wife.
Yeah.
So that was my original idea, and
that
I was like,
"Well,
been
fun as hell."
I get that's what I mean. Like, those are the different avenues that I was trying to plan on what would be good. But then,
hey,
for me, it was
but
like
it was your decision to take a like to have the thing go into the woods.
No, it was, but yeah, the soul was always either going to find something or get caught.
Mm-hmm.
But
see,
my thought
the soul was going back to its body.
It was trying to find a body, a dead body to inhabit to go.
Okay.
And then
it was going to find a giant.
I was going to have a giant there. But then for me, it was my logic kicked in where it's like, well, if it's a skeleton, how's the skeleton going to be held together by just this thing in its head?
Fucking magic.
Well, no, that doesn't make sense. Like,
well, that answers my question.
I mean.
I was going to ask, are skeletons a supported player race in the 13th Age?
No,
oh, darn.
But that's what I mean. Like, so I start...
Play a necromancer, you puss.
As a GM, I start to like second guess those things where if I can't have a good enough explanation for it for
then
you guys, I'm not going
to
do
death,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where like eventually it's just like, that's a cool idea. I can save it for later. I can re-skin this for later and just do something else with it, but... I mean, that's kind of how this session started, and then where it morphed to, and ultimately kind of how it went. So, I try not to railroad you guys. I try to have at least three or four ideas of which it can go, and
that's
then we
lovely.
Can discuss.
That's what's wonderful.
And then let you guys choose, and then get killed.
Yeah, a couple things that I personally want to bring up is, I know we kind of got into it, but like... I am role-playing a man of the cloth, so, like, that was legitimately just, like, my character.
We don't even know
being,
the cloth
like,
you're
we don't
following.
Even know, okay, so I have contention with that. Like, you're playing your character all over the place.
He's role-playing a man who is role-playing a man of the cloth.
I mean, actually, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's pretty accurate.
That's actually really accurate. So, like, that is where those...
Yeah, but it
I'm sorry, he wouldn't let you just take the jar. Like, Argon would want to handle that himself.
Okay. So, no, I mean, it's good to have group, not all the time, but like, struggles. I mean, because just like in real life, not everyone's going to get together.
Everything with you is a struggle. Like, making, so. Like, you make everything a struggle.
That's his character.
I'm literally role-playing a person that is role-playing a very devout man of religion.
With ulterior motives.
With ulterior motives. And that's another thing for the listeners is there are ulterior motives.
I tried to touch a little bit on the with the demons.
Yes. And that's another thing, too, is Argon super jazzed about having a soul around his neck.
I'm sure he did.
Super jazzed about the fact that that dead person can't pass on.
So
Baxter doesn't like it at all. That's not they're like it's the opposite of order. Like, souls need to pass on.
But remember,
Argon is aware.
Just because someone's a cleric doesn't mean they're good.
No, I know.
Like, yeah. They're a cleric
for the
too.
Lich King or something?
I understand that. As a lawful good character, that's against everything that
for sure.
Believes.
I'm just saying. Like,
so, of course, we're going to come to blows over
absolutely.
That.
And that's what I'm getting at. Is, like, I'm literally just playing the character. I'm not trying
My
to
My frustration is when I
you.
Call the roll, you're like, no, we're not going to roll. It's just going to happen. Like, I would rather just we roll it out then.
Well, that's how you play D&D. I do this. It happens. That's how it works.
Well, yeah, and then we roll.
Unless there's
but
a
it was
roll
like,
when someone contests it, you know? Like, no, you don't. I'm going to do this. And then it's like, okay, it goes to roll.
It just happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Like I said, this has been the first time I've actively done a 13th age, like, actual play. And the whole reason I kind of wanted to do this was to see how well it worked, because I like doing actual play podcasts.
So after...
This was a guinea pig for me to see how it went. And so far, I've been pretty impressed with how well it does. I love the characters. I like what we're doing here, being
the
able
characters that remain.
Yeah, that's it. But I like the fact that we came to the agreement that we can do non-superhero RPGs on here, but still have it tied to some sort of a comic book story, like, you know,
the Infinity Stones.
Yeah, mine's the Infinity Stones. That's what the story is. Like,
yeah.
It's,
there are so many like chunks of lore that you could easily adapt into
so,
a different
like,
setting.
So like, it's just kind of that thing where
Ragnarok. I mean, that could totally happen.
I mean, fuck, if you really wanted to, you could do
world.
Civil War
between the icons.
Exactly.
You could literally have
split them down the middle.
Exactly.
So I mean, just a bunch of heroes, like heroes on heroes.
Diabolus versus Lich King. They're kind of the same thing. But like, still like,
but they have different values.
Yeah, exactly.
You mean like Iron Man and Cap?
Yeah, so I
definitely. If you want to do a superhero tinge story, 13th Age is where it's at. If you want to do a medieval one, like I just think it's that good of a system for powerful, fun characters. Like I said earlier, it's not going to be the system for doing political intrigue and like a Game of Thrones style one. It's not.
Or
it's
like
strong point.
Beginning adventurers, I feel like it doesn't fit the narrative for like we just started adventuring,
well,
guys.
Like, everybody has
like,
a
D&D
you know,
level one is great for that. You're we feel weak. I feel like I just rolled out of bed and flopped into a dungeon.
And now
I have a general idea of what I want to do.
I got 6 hit points. I'm hoping.
Like, that being said, though, the more I play 13th Age, and I mean, like, I do play other systems. In fact, we are starting yet a new system for me in the next. Actually, I guess it already happened at this point. I love 13th Age. I love the fact that it forces flavor. You know, I love the fact that there's uniqueness when it comes to your actual character with one unique thing, your icon rolls.
The
like,
skills.
The
skills,
skills
is great.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a cool way to do
backgrounds.
Yeah.
And the backgrounds and everything. Like, 13th Age is very quickly becoming my favorite system.
That's good to hear. So, that's probably enough of us rambling about shit.
Thank you for listening to the Ramble On, and we'll be back with conscious
regular
content.
There ain't gonna be no more rambling on, though.
Every Monday.
Oh,
be sure to check out Chris's other podcast, Podcast Massacre, and we'll see you guys next time on
A Moment of Silence for Bramble.
I will remember you.
Do, 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 do.
Will you remember me?
Do, 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 do.
A little peek behind the character.
I
he would have preferred Dust in the Wind, but that's fine.
Pass me by. Oh, wait no. Not for the memories.
As Argon sings us out.
I like that Argon sung us out. To the tune
of memories.
Of memories.
Yeah.
Singing dust in the wind.
Later.